Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Steal the show with Ioniq 5 All Electric.
So last night was the semi-final of this season's Dancing with the Stars. It was Fright Night and we had to send one last couple home early. Unfortunately, our favourite jockey fell at the final hurdle before the home straight. I am joined in studio by professional dancer Kylie Vincent. How are you?
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you. And Davey is on the blower, I'm told. Hello, Davey. Oh, we're just checking his line. Donica O'Callaghan on The Breakfast Show called it this morning. He said, I bet Davy Russell is on the red eye to Cheltenham. But you were just telling me off air, this was booked anyway. He was always, whether he was in the final or not, he was always going to Cheltenham this Monday.
Yes, it was booked. Davy does this yearly, I think. He says there's a charity event that happens on the Monday that he always attends.
Okay.
So I did say, okay, fair enough. Even if we made it to the final, you can miss the Monday.
Oh, we forgive him.
We forgive him.
Let's see, is he there? Do you want to put your headphones on? You might be able, you'll hear him. Davey, you there?
I am, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Yeah. You're a man of your word then, if you're over in Cheltenham today.
I am, yeah. I did a charity thing on for a jockey that was unfortunately got a fall during the year, so we're trying to get a few quid for his family, so... Yeah, I promised I'd go and Kylie was very kind to leave me off anyway.
Ah, listen, you're even more of a dote. We love him even more now. How is this possible? Why do you keep doing this to us? Davey, you played a blinder. I have never, in all my years on Dancing with the Stars, had an applause for a contestant and their dancer like last night. How did that feel on the floor?
Oh, it was great. Obviously, you know, it was great fun and... all the dancers would be great fun all the way through the show. Now, even from the very first show, it was super fun, and I just really enjoyed it. Now, and last night again was a great night, and it was a good night. I don't know, is there any good night to go out? But I think we were all dressed up, and it was a good night. If any night was good to go, last night was good.
Absolutely. You know,
I got away with murder.
You did get away with murder. The hair dye and the shaving of the chest and the tan were for a start. But the glow-up continued. I was like mesmerised by your glow-up week by week. You did the honourable thing and first and foremost thanked your wife. Are you there?
Yes, sorry, I missed you the last bit. Sorry,
You thanked the missus. You thanked the missus. How did she feel? Did she appreciate being thanked on the floor? After all, she had to put up with over the last couple of months.
She does, but I kind of have to thank her every couple of months because they always go off doing something queer, like when I retire and come back from retirement. And I just kind of land a lot on her with the kids and everything. And, you know, I need an awful lot of help at home with the horse and things. So I've loads of help everywhere. And I can't go off and do these things unless I have loads of help. So... You know, I kind of have to keep thanking
you. You do, and we're going to play it again. Have a listen to this.
I have to thank my wife, really. She has her hands full every week, and all the lads at home helping on the farm and everything, and obviously the kids, they'll be gutted, but at least we get to come back next week.
Lastly, Davey, I'm going to let you go because I know you're very busy doing amazing things over in Cheltenham at this charity event, but what did the kids say to you when they saw you?
I actually didn't get to speak to them because, to be honest, I was out in Dublin all night last night.
Did you chat to them? Have you chatted to them yet?
I didn't. I'm going to. They were off to school, and I had to travel, so I missed them. But I look forward to chatting to them later on.
Do a
WhatsApp or a FaceTime or something. So.
Listen, we're going to miss you, but I'm going to see you at the final. Obviously, you'll be back. You'll be back on Sunday, so we're not going to miss you that much. Go and enjoy Cheltenham. Thanks for taking the call. I'm going to let you go, Davey. You're an absolute star.
Bye, love.
We got to let him go. His line is a bit. Wasn't great. Bless him. He's just such a dote, isn't he?
He is. Oh, honestly, he has been. So much fun throughout this entire season, from beginning to the end. you can just see how he threw himself into this journey.
We kept saying it, didn't we? Like, he's such a gent. He's such a gentleman. Absolute trooper. Was he a good... He was a good student, I presume.
Oh, he was. Every day he'd come with a chocolate bar and a water for me. And that's how the day started. How can I be mad at that?
What was your favourite dance with him? Was it last night, or looking back, did you have a favourite dance?
Do you know what? Last night was incredible for me, the way he danced in the dance-off. He just did so well. But for me, it was the one where he dedicated to his wife. Mm. The contemporary ballroom. There was this one moment where at the end, we did a lift, but we can see each other. We're looking at each other. And he asked me in rehearsals, can I smile here? I said, absolutely. This is the feeling. What you need to see here is you spinning one of your girls around, and you know, the joy that they would bring in that moment. And then on the night when he smiled spinning me around, it was the truest smile I've ever seen. Oh,
you did
my heart.
You did say he was a dancer. Now he's now a dancer. He's a jockey. Look. He's a gent. He's a dad. He's a husband. But he's a dancer. He definitely. I mean, you are some teacher. I've seen you do this many times on the show. But the level you get these people to is a testament to you. And I'm delighted to say she's going to be one of us because she's moving to Ireland. Kylie and the husband, you're moving. The big move. It's happening.
I know it's happening. Stephen and I spoke about this last year, and we just kind of went right, packed up all our things, and here we go.
it's incredible, and it's going to be so good to have you so close all the time.
We're very excited.
You're very, because you're originally from South Africa.
Yep.
And you're used to a lot of space and all that kind of stuff, so you wanted to be kind of in the countryside, didn't you?
Yes, that was my only request. I said I can deal with the weather, whatever we need to deal with, I'm okay. But we need to have space. I need to be able to go for walks, fresh air.
Do you think you and Davey bonded over that? Because he's like, he mentioned the lads on the farm last night. Do you know what I mean? He's a country boy himself. Did you guys kind of bond over that as well?
Absolutely. I, like, growing up in South Africa, you know, I was brought up on a farm at home, and I love horses. So the minute I knew I was partnered with Davey, I was super.
Yes.
Like, when am I going down to go see the horses? That was the first thing.
Yeah.
So no, we really bonded well over that.
Kylie, I have to ask you, who do you see lifting the glitter ball? I know it's a really hard one to call, but from a dancer's point of view, who would you like to see lift that glitter ball?
Do you know what? I think the show brings out so many different things in each and every single one of them. You can see the people who have really improved from day one, or you can see the people who are real performers that's come out too. It's a tough one. I think all of them are very deserving of it. But I must say, I've really enjoyed Blue's process throughout the show. There was a lot for me that was very diverse every single week. And then again, for me, Jason, like what he has brought to the show, and just it's incredible. Like, I know how hard it is just to move a man from one side of the room to the other side of the room, and to do that the way Jason has done it is just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to remind ourselves the obstacles that man faces on the dance floor and on a daily basis. And he does it with such grace and humor. And Blue, obviously amazing, some journey she's been on, and 30s the last 3 weeks, like 3 tens, the last three, like that is groundbreaking in itself. Kylie, I'll let you get back to your day off.
I'm heading to rehearsals.
Oh, lovely. Oh, no rest. And Davey's off swanning around in Cheltenham. Okay, he might not be swanning around in Cheltenham. Thank you so much for coming in. I will see you on Sunday. Do not forget to tune in to the final of Dancing with the Stars Sunday. It's at 7 p.m. this Sunday because of an extended news, because of Paddy's Day. It's going to be an absolute whopper. And one thing, no matter who you like, don't be going, that person should have won. Pick up the phone and vote for your favourite. That's all I'm going to say. Get involved and pick your winner on Sunday night.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Steal the show with Ioniq 5 All Electric. Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.